where two or three have gathered together in my name. Where two or three have gathered together in my name, Jesus promised, there I am in their midst. Our gathering in Jesus' name, no matter how humble, is graced by the actual personal presence of the risen and glorified Son of God. Jesus assumes his position as leader and head of his body, the church, in the gathered midst of those who anticipate his presence, believing that he, though unseen, will be there. This truth, uttered by our Lord himself, is one of the most uplifting and empowering of all mysteries revealed in the New Testament. It is the fulfilling of the prophecy of his birth that they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And if God is actually with us, in our midst, not even the gates of hell can prevail against us. Our Lord makes his presence known to those with whom he meets in their midst by transforming a gathering of individuals into the body of Christ. When Jesus is in our midst, we cannot help but recognize his voice, the voice of our shepherd, in the sharing of those gathered. When Jesus is in our midst, he showers us with the peace of his presence. Gathering in his name is to embrace his leadership and his preeminence. He graces us with his peace because Jesus is himself the Prince of Peace. When Jesus is in our midst, he fills our hearts with the joy of entering into his triumph. Jesus said, "Truly, whatever you shall bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. And again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven." It is in the spiritual reality of fellowship with our Lord in the midst of his body, the church, that we experience God's answer to our prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."